Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mostly sunny today, with Tel Aviv enjoying mild temperatures and Jerusalem experiencing a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's a clear day with plenty of sunshine, a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Trump announced a Hormuz deal. Talks with Iran will resume Monday afternoon, according to Ynet. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that IDF strikes in Gaza are affecting efforts to disarm Hamas and provide medical care, according to Mladenovet. Also this hour, Trump told reporters that he canceled a planned attack on Iran following requests from Saudi Arabia and others, Israel Hayom reports. Separately, 24 News reports that Gulf states are divided on how to respond to Iran as the Hormuz deal is being considered. And finally, from earlier today, the Board of Peace and Trump announce a new Gaza deal amid ongoing disarmament disputes. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a social media user, posted just minutes ago about Trump's statement on Iran, highlighting the potential scale of the attack and the upcoming negotiations. Middle East 24 posted earlier today about a new Gaza deal. The plan links disarmament to Israeli troop withdrawal, but faces immediate challenges over sequencing. Lizzie Savetsky, a commentator, called for the end of the Iranian regime and its proxies in a post from earlier. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Trump's announcement of the Hormuz deal. According to Ynet, he revealed this while aboard Air Force One. The decision to resume talks on Monday afternoon comes after Saudi Arabia, the UAE and Qatar urged him to hold back on military action. This development suggests a shift towards diplomacy in addressing tensions with Iran. Turning to the situation in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post explains that the recent IDF strikes have complicated the disarmament of Hamas and delivery of medical aid. Mladenov's comments reflect concerns over the humanitarian impact. The strikes follow the IDF's targeting of Hamas commanders over the weekend, underscoring the ongoing volatility in the region. Meanwhile, Trump's remarks about canceling an attack on Iran, as reported by Israel Hayom, highlights significant international pressure to avoid escalation. His statement reflects a preference for negotiation over military confrontation, which could influence future U.S.-Iran relations. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News highlights a rift among Gulf states regarding Iran's response. The Hormuz deal is a key factor in this division. The mixed reactions may impact regional unity and the effectiveness of collective security strategies. Separately, the Gaza deal announced by the Board of Peace and Trump aims to create a framework for Hamas disarmament and civilian governance. However, as Middle East 24 notes, the sequencing dispute between Hamas and Israeli officials remains a major hurdle. This disagreement could delay the implementation of the agreement, affecting stability in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, from CTEC, AI technology is expanding small markets, making niche industries viable by reducing operational costs. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that despite fears of regional escalation, the Federal Reserve has kept interest rates unchanged. This is the fifth consecutive hold, although some members supported a rate hike. And finally, Walla Business highlights a case of discrimination in public spaces. A family claims their daughters were required to cover up at a Jordan park to respect ultra-Orthodox customs, sparking outrage. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.